Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Job 1, 1 to 5. The book of Job chapter 1, the verses 1 to 5. In the land of Uz there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, "Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This was Job's regular custom. My theme for reflection is faith beyond easy answers. Faith beyond easy answers. Someone once joked that we prefer Bible verses that fit nicely on a fridge magnet, short, clear, and comforting. But the book of Job refuses to be reduced to a slogan. As Lent begins to slow us down, Job reminds us that faith is not always tidy. We often want quick explanations for pain, yet Job invites us into a deeper journey where trust grows even when answers do not. The opening verses present a surprising problem. Job is described as blameless, upright, devoted to God, and deeply attentive to the spiritual life of his family. He lives faithfully, offers prayers on behalf of his children, and embodies integrity. Yet the book does not begin by explaining suffering. It begins by dismantling a dangerous assumption that righteousness guarantees an easy life. Lent exposes that same assumption in us. Many of us quietly believe that if we pray enough, fast enough, or give enough, life should run smoothly. Job challenges this spiritual arithmetic. God's role in the narrative is not to give a formula, but to widen our understanding. The setting in the land of Uz, outside Israel, signals that this is a universal story. Suffering is not confined to one nation or one theology. It is part of the human condition. And I think Ecclesiastes 7 verse 14 echoes this wisdom. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. This scripture interprets scripture by reminding us that life with God includes mystery as well as blessing. In our own time, many contemporary and even New Age spiritualities promise control over suffering. Some say that positive energy, manifestation, or alignment with the universe can eliminate hardship. While these ideas can encourage mindfulness or gratitude, they sometimes imply that pain is simply the result of poor spiritual practice. Job stands firmly against that illusion. His story insists that suffering is not always punishment and that faith is not a technique for escaping life's complexity. Walter Brueggemann once wrote that faith does not eliminate ambiguity, it gives us courage to live faithfully within it. That insight resonates deeply with Job's opening portrait. Job's devotion does not prevent future trials, but it shapes how he stands before God, honestly, humbly, and persistently. Lent calls us into that same posture, not pretending to understand everything, but choosing to remain present with God even when life feels uncertain. Now imagine a young professional who attends mindfulness retreats, listens to spiritual podcasts, and believes that inner balance should shield them from anxiety. When unexpected grief arrives, perhaps a loss or a diagnosis, their worldview begins to crack. In that moment, the temptation is either to blame themselves or to abandon faith altogether. Job offers another way: to hold on to reverence for God without pretending to control the outcome. Lent becomes not a season of self-perfection, but a season of honest surrender. So what does this mean for us today? It means we must stop measuring our spirituality by the absence of struggle. It means refusing to tell others that their suffering must be the result of hidden sin. And it means embracing a deeper trust, one that allows God to remain God, even when we do not understand the path ahead. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I assumed that suffering must be a sign of failure or divine displeasure? Number two, how might Lent invite me to trust God's presence rather than demand clear explanations? And now our practical exercise for today. Spend 5 quiet minutes naming before God one area of your life that feels unresolved or painful. Instead of asking why, simply pray, "Lord, teach me to walk with you here," and extend a word of encouragement to someone else who may be carrying unseen burdens. Gracious God, you who know the hidden struggles of every heart, teach us through Job to trust beyond easy answers. Guard us from judging others' suffering and deepen in us a faith that is honest, humble, and steadfast. As we journey through Lent, form within us a patience that listens, a hope that endures, and a love that reflects your mercy. Amen. The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.